Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
I think at any point of the school year, you could open up the Burt Show's vent line for teachers, for students, for administration, for parents. At the beginning of the year, at the end of the year, at the middle of the year, I think the vents are plentiful. And when I had my husband on recently to do a carpool vent, because here we are months into the school year and there's still issues in the carpool lane, I think I struck a nerve with some people, and they have some vents of their own that they would like to get off their chest. So in case you missed it, this was my husband getting off his chest his issues with our school's carpool lane. Mind you, my son is two.
This system that they have to drop off kids at Jimmy's preschool, there's station 1, 2, and 3. You pull up into a spot, you unload your kids, and you keep it moving. This is this lady's first offense. They're unloading their kids. They're in spot 2 and 3. I'm waiting for them to pull out. They're taking their sweet M time. Drop off line is not a social circle. It's not time to chit chat. As I'm unloading Jimmy, these two ladies are still just hanging out talking. So now they're getting the death stare. I get my truck and I look at my front windshield, and guess what they're doing now? They're pulling shoes out of the back seat, showing each other their shoes. I'm like, I'm not going to honk. I just ease past. As I'm going around, one of the ladies finally goes around her car, and she's saying something. My side window's open. I don't know what she's saying. I just merely yell, sure!
So I get an email from Callan. I heard Bart's segment. And you can have a regular segment of carpool vents and complaints. Trust me, every parent with school-age children has stories about clueless or inconsiderate parents in the carpool lane. It's absurd, and it really isn't that hard. So what we've done is to get us to this Thanksgiving break, right? Because I know some teachers are counting down. Parents probably not counting down because they don't want their kids at home. But we're going to do like a little, I'm a parent now, I get it. We're going to do a little school vent line, okay? So 404-954-1360. We're going to share this on all the Burt Show socials.
Is this carpool specifically or school? Anything in school.
I want to keep it open. If you have carpool vents, by all means. If teachers, you have vents, by all means. Parents, students, I just want to make it a generic school vent line so people can get stuff off their chest. I know we're all stressed because we're in the throes of holiday season now.
Yeah.
And so like let it out on the vent line instead of on each other and at school.
Yeah, my first one would be like my kid goes to a Catholic school and he gets busted all the time because his hair's like too far down the collar line, right? So he's coming home with like these little, he gets pegged for that. It's school. So I said, you go back in there and you tell the principal Jesus had long hair. Like you guys would be like pinging Jesus.
Jesus had some beautiful tresses.
If he had a collared shirt on, if he was rocking a collared shirt, Jesus' hair would be too long. It'd be a violation.
Here's my school vent. Stop asking me to do stuff. I'm not cooking for Thanksgiving dinner at the school. I'm already cooking my own Thanksgiving dinner. If y'all want to do it, that's on you. Stop asking me to show up for trunk or treat. I got my own stuff going on. We're already doing this at home. I appreciate you trying to expose my kid to the world. I don't want to be a part of it.
Okay, so those are the kind of events that we're looking for right there. And let's give you the number again. It's 404-954-1360 because you don't want to anger other parents. You don't want to anger the administration. You can't say to your students' parents what you really want to say, right?
So just say it on our vent line.
Say it here. 404-954-1360.
Oh, and you can cuss because we can beep it out. And we also use the voice disguiser so nobody's going to know who you are.
Yeah, that's the fun part. All right, look, it's an important job. It's a very important job. There you are out in the town. Maybe both of you guys are single and one of you lands a big fish, okay? The great looking guy at the bar or the hottie at the bar. And you're with somebody that just hasn't had the same amount of luck. Your roles change at this point. Now you're the point guard, okay? You are the wingman or the wingwoman, and it is your job to make sure your friend, your priority number one, is having a great time that night, gets a number, hooks up, whatever. But a lot of you guys, including Mo and Katie here, who have screwed it up over the last couple of weeks.
You're butchering this assignment.
Have decided to put a list of instructions together to be a good wingman and a wingwoman.
As a fact, it is vital. It's very important to be a good wing person. We talk about how difficult it is to date and how difficult it is to find a potential partner. And you can blow it as a wing woman or a wingman for your friend. So I think it's important that we make sure that everybody who is ever a wingman or a wingwoman understands the assignment.
So you've come up with a wing manual.
Yes.
Okay. A wing manual.
I like that.
Wing manual.
I like that.
You can go home.
Just give, yeah,
just go. It's not going to get any better than this. Get out of here.
That's how you win.
I was like, this seems real obvious, no?
I would say that I quite honestly and pathetically, I had to be a great wing man. Look, my area of attraction was not going to be in bars, right? Okay, I'm a 5'4" guy now. Back in the day, I wasn't. That's just, look. The bars are for hotties, and I was never a hottie. So generally speaking, like, my friends were going to hook up, and more often than not, I was the wingman. So I feel like I can dig into this list.
Okay, so let's do it.
All right.
Katie, I'm going to go first. We can rattle off together.
Okay.
I feel like the number one rule for being a wingman or a wingwoman is simple. Never steal your partner's thunder or your partner's potential partner.
For sure.
I'm off to get you. You cannot do that.
Survey says bang.
All right. Okay.
You should also practice scenarios beforehand.
like drills?
Wait, yes.
You got wing practice?
Yes. I do this with my girls. We have a little practice scenario. I'm like, all right, so we see a dude. All right, what are you going to do? And if he comes up to you, says, you know, hey, this or hey, that, we practice scenarios and responses.
It's a coaching session.
Mm-hmm.
So give us an example of what this might sound like.
So, all right. So basically, I'll tell like my best friend, I'm like, look.
You're with Kristen. Yeah. Kristen is single and you guys are about to head out.
Golly gee, I'm so excited to go out tonight. I really hope I find a man.
Wow. You're going to have to be hitched.
Because that one is... Woo! All right. Okay. All right. So we're going to go...
This is so neat.
Whoa. All right. So what we're going to do is tone down our excitement.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, okay.
We're going to play it cool.
Cool. How do you play it cool?
Here, take this, Annie.
It's all about the tone and the voice.
Okay, so what's my tone?
It's not tone. It's tone. Think.
Tone.
Think, like, you know, hey, how you doing? How's it going? Chill, vibe. You like him, but you don't really like him. But if he approaches you, right, you don't want to act too eager. Mm-hmm. If you think that he's cute, hey, you want to play it cool. Yeah. He asks about your drink, like, I don't know about that.
But I'm white.
Okay. This is definitely hard. I'm not hitched, Mo. I don't know
if I'm Coach Kristen. You got to represent. I've never been in this position.
That's a tough assignment right there.
That's a very tough one.
Maybe the two of you guys should just
stay
home.
That's not it. Yeah, that's not going to work.
Yeah, that plane ain't got no wings.
No. But I'll just basically like tell my friend not to be too eager if a guy approaches you or anything like that, right?
Okay.
If he asked for a drink, if asked to buy you a drink, you can mention how common that is. Like, what's your end game here? You know what I'm saying? Like, a drink is too easy. All right.
That's what do you want him to do? Give you his watch?
No. Conversation. It's just so easy for someone. Hey, can I buy you a drink? Well, not. What everybody's trying to buy me a drink in here. What's
that's
the
a better pickup line. Hey, do you want my left shoe?
See, not everybody will give you the left shoe.
Hey.
See?
But a coaching session. Practice some scenarios or something like that with your friends.
Y'all got signals too, like from the dugout and baseball for the pitcher?
Well, yeah, that's also on my list, hand signals. Okay. You have to have hand signals of when to come and intercept and when to leave that person alive.
That's important. That's very important. I also think it's important to not oversell your partner. I feel like a lot of people make that mistake. You want to make your partner look good, but it becomes pretty obvious when you're overselling them and doing a little too much.
Like what? Like, oh, this guy volunteers all the time on weekends. And oh, he loves puppies.
Exactly that.
Okay.
It's like, that's not even necessary for the initial meeting of conversation to say all of the charities and all the things he's doing. Because it comes off as you're doing too much.
It's really, a good wingman is there really just to take pressure off of the dude or the woman and do it in a group setting where she or he doesn't even know what's happening to them.
Mm-hmm. That's also on my list. Since you said that, I'll get that out the way right now, too. You never make them feel as if your partner sent you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You always go with the approach that you're doing this and your partner doesn't even know you're there.
That's how I screwed up that time with you at the restaurant.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. It happened.
Kristen got
that's
up.
That's why we're here.
We were all having a group dinner, and Kristen saw a table of full-on hotties across the restaurant and decided one of them was going to marry Mo and walked over to the table and made a move for a grown-ass man.
Yep, that happened.
It sounded like this. Gee, golly, gosh, you're real pretty. Don't let to stand in your wedding. Will you marry my friend over there? She was stunning.
What were you going to say,
Abby? Oh, I'm just saying I've been in this situation as a woman where I'm standing there at a bar with my friend and some dude will come up and then he's almost like the sales guy for his friend where he's like, my dude is such a stud. All the ladies love him. And in my mind, the only thing I'm thinking while you're selling this dude is, well, if he was really this hot, you wouldn't need to sell him this hard.
Bingo.
And then you come over and it's very obvious what's going on and it makes the whole situation feel very unorganic.
You are just the bridge between the chemistry between the two that you're trying to hook up.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're the opener. Don't be the main event. You're just the opener. Just warm it up for him.
Exactly. But also don't be afraid to intercept and take the fuddly friend. If you know that your friend is having a good vibe with someone, you can't be afraid to take the other person out of that scenario and let those two have their own conversation, even if you don't like that person.
Can I tell you how extreme this got for me? And this is such a bad story, such a pathetic story. So I'm in Hawaii with my dude, John, and we meet two girls that are from Oregon. We're from California. We meet two girls that are from Oregon. He ends up linking up with the hottie in the group, and I got the not hottie. But she wouldn't go out with my dude, John, unless all four of us were going out. So we end up hanging out, and then I end up hooking up with the other friend, really more to be a good wingman. I wasn't attracted to her at all. And then when we got back to California, his girl wanted to fly into town, but would only come if the fugly friend was there. So I had to spend the whole weekend with her, man, the whole weekend. It was so bad. It was so bad. I couldn't do it. Like on Friday night, she came in. We hung out for a couple of hours and she annoyed me so much that I just left the apartment.
Wow.
I had to leave. I couldn't take it anymore.
Now, that's supposed to be like a one-time thing. You're not supposed to have to do that all season long.
That was too much.
It's one game.
That was next level.
Yes, sir.
And also, at the end of the night, you have to know when to back off. So say they didn't have a friend. It was just a one-on-one, and you just happened to be like the third wheel. You have to know that, okay, this is good. It's time for me just to leave into the shadows.
Yes, and you don't announce it.
Nope.
Right.
Yeah.
You just fade away.
You know when to leave. Mm-hmm. And last but not least, even if they did, you never make your partner feel like they blew it. If it doesn't go well, you always make it seem like it was the other person's fault so that your partner doesn't lose confidence. That's a part of being a good wing person.
I was never good at that. I'm going to give you tremendous amount of crap if you can't close.
Oh, yeah. I'm the same way.
I'm invested. It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.